Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hello, you beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Happy New Year. We are in the first podcast of 2024, and I hope you've arrived here with me rested, recharged, and having spent some time with those that you love during the holiday season, as I have definitely done. There has been loads of sun, loads of laughter, loads of outdoor activity, love a hike, love the beach like most of us, and I am so damn excited to be with you here and stepping into a new year. Now, a new year can often feel a lot like a blank canvas of possibility for you to paint upon, a canvas where vision, intention, and action collide, sparking a meaningful shift towards that which ignites that beautiful fire within your soul. As I speak these words, I feel goosebumps at the infinite possibilities and the learning that I know will come with trying, even if things don't exactly work out as planned. I also ground myself in the reality that in an age of information overload and coaching gurus selling you the world, and a stack of bullshit from what I see online, making a meaningful shift towards living a life that feels purposeful, present, and spacious enough to have a meaningful impact can often feel complicated. That's where I want to go this podcast. I want to have a chat to you about a slow way, an intentional way to start the year, and potentially consider whether you have the right support structure and people in your world to empower you to actually step into 2024 the way you want to. You see, amidst the noise, I strive to make transformation feel simple, realistic, and sustainable. Because if there's one thing I've learned, it's that the path towards transformation is not linear, nor is there a one-size-fits-all approach. Amidst the noise, I strive to empower beautiful women, perhaps a lot like yourself, to strip back the layers of shoulds and the unrealistic self-expectations so that they can reconnect with their essence and feel more purposeful and present, which in turn creates a ripple effect of flourishing in the ones that they love and equally in the society that we find ourselves. Now, here's the thing. I don't know whether you know me, whether you're new to this podcast, but if there's one thing you will learn about me, it's that I'm not a black and white kind of person. I like to own the gray space. Take my journey as a transformation coach and therapist as an example. I spent 16 years as an executive in a global giant managing large-scale change projects only to walk away from it all and turn my life completely upside down in pursuit of happiness at the age of 39. Some people call this a midlife crisis. I like to think of it as a midlife awakening because my life certainly got a hell of a lot better after I did that crazy thing. So here's how it looked. In 7 months, I left the career at the top of my game. I relocated my family from Perth back to Melbourne, left an 18-year relationship and started my own purpose-driven company with the sole intent of helping others define flourishing on their terms and inject more of it into each day sustainably. I became my very own guinea pig and experimented my way to impacting the lives of thousands around the world. I became an international speaker, a workshop facilitator for some of the biggest companies in the world, delivered a TED talk, gained a book publishing deal, wrote for Harvard Business Review, created a psychometric to measure how intentionally adaptable we are, and published my work on adaptability, my research in the American Journal of Psychology. Now, all of this felt good, but in 2020, during COVID lockdowns, I created the space to let go a little and lean into some of the life dreams that I'd had that I didn't have the space to step into prior to COVID. I went and did my yoga teacher training and signed up to study psychology at the age of 47. I completed my grad dip last year and start honours in Feb this year. Can't wait for that. 10 subjects into psych and not one touched on trauma. I realised in my work with my beautiful coaching clients that a coach who doesn't understand and address trauma cannot peel back the layers to one's true potential. Thus, I applied and was accepted to study compassionate inquiry with Dr. Gabor Maté in 2023, and I'm heading towards the end of this unbelievably amazing therapeutic training as we speak. What I'm trying to share with you, what I am trying to say in exposing to you my journey, how it's evolved and shifted and how I've let go, is that the work is never done. I myself, my beautiful friend, am peeling back the layers, peeling back my own layers to return to my essence, to my wholeness. I'm not perfect, but I am invested in, I'm invested every bloody day in the practice of a purposeful, present, and truly impactful life. Because if there's one thing that motivates me, it is to leave this world just a little better than what it was when I arrived in it. Our journeys are not the same, but it's likely the outcome we seek for more presence, more joy, more meaning, and more positive impact are shared. And as I mentioned, there is no one path to your essence and to becoming or returning to the woman you were born to be. But Dan, my friend, I am fully invested in helping you figure your path out. It's why if you're listening to this and thinking, I'm ready to make that shift, 2024 is the year I want to do it, but you've tried to make that shift before and you've realized you can't do this alone, and perhaps like many of my prospective clients say to me, you don't want to because it feels so overwhelming. If this is you, it sounds like now might be a good time to consider what support you need in 2024. What would the right support look like to help you fast track the shift that you seek to make? Now, here's the thing. I understand that finding a coach that you connect with and that delivers what they promise can be hard. So many prospective clients tell me how they have been burned in the past, and I have to be honest with you, it makes me feel ill. It's for all of these reasons that I've created a very simple cheat sheet to help you find the right support, the right coach for you in 2024, if that's something you're wanting to invest in. You can download a copy via the link in show notes to help you guide your decision-making process. I'm also going to share with you now a couple of journal prompts that may be really helpful in enabling you to be intentional around the type of support that you need to realize your dreams in 2024. So let me share with you what these are. When you're ready, grab a pen and paper, and here's the questions I would be processing in order to get laser clear on what it is that you need to empower you to make a beautiful shift. Number one, what does flourishing look and feel like for you on your terms in 2024? Now, I would be basically just getting everything out in response to that question onto paper. There is no right or wrong. Don't apply any filters. Just write down what flourishing looks like for you on your terms in 2024. Now, the challenge here is I don't want you thinking about what you should be doing, what you think you should be doing. I want you to connect in with your heart and ask yourself, what do I want to be doing? What does it look like when I am flourishing and I am fully in my magic? What does it feel like? The second question to ask yourself is, how will I know when I've realized this state of flourishing? What impact will I see and how will I feel? The third question is, what currently stands between me and making this shift? And when you've got that, I want you to ask yourself, what support do I need to overcome the above barrier to help me fast track my progress? And then the final question, and make sure, like I say, journal this out, but you want to hang on to this because it's been really helpful if you are going to seek out support in 2024 to actually get a handle on making some serious progress around that which matters to you. So the final question is, what expectations do I have of a coach that, if met, would give me the confidence that this would be a worthy investment? Get laser clear on what you need that person to help you with. I would not invest in anyone until I have gone through this process in terms of questions, because if I'm going to pay someone to support me, I want to make sure that I'm laser clear on what I need and I'm laser clear on what I expect of them so that I can tell them that. We can be on the same page before we go into the journey of starting that relationship, because I want to make sure that I'm getting exactly what I'm paying for. Now, once you've done this journaling exercise, again, jump into the show notes and download my Right Coach for You cheat sheet. That is there to help you navigate this bloody minefield that I see on social media, and I probably will talk about a lot more this year, of people selling bullshit in the coaching domain. It makes me ill, and I have a lot, like I said, I just have so many women come to me that have been burnt. It makes me sad because there are some amazing people out there doing great work in empowering others, but there are a lot of people out there, it's like this snake oil charmers, selling bullshit. And so you really need to be or do your due diligence in this space if you are going to make an investment. No matter how big the investment is, it's still an investment, right? And money at the moment for many people is tight. So you want to make sure that you are investing wisely and you're getting what you're paying for. So the last thing I want to share with you is, if you want to put your Right Coach for You cheat sheet to the test, now is probably the perfect time to do it with me. Book a breakthrough call. I will drop the link in show notes. This is a beautiful safe space to create the clarity you seek around what could be possible if you invested in your energy and your spark this year. I want to help you gain clarity on what's holding you back and how you can get out of your own way and start showing up as the woman you were born to be. So if that sounds like something that you could use to really make this shift that you long for in 2024, the link is in show notes. Grab a time. I would absolutely love to connect. So I'm going to leave it there, a short and simple one for the start of 2024. I invite you to start the year a little slower. Be a little kinder to yourself this year. Show yourself a little bit more self-compassion. We've got the whole year ahead of us to navigate and experience the magic that we hope to. So allow yourself to step into it with intention, with clarity, and with kindness. Over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some really interesting stuff from me. I've got my next campaign launching and I can't bloody wait to share it with you. So stay tuned for that, and I can't wait to journey with you this year. Until next time, beautiful one, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans just like you to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, Copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.